the orders of the cardinal. Lynn said, quote, I did my best for the people who were injured by priests, to which the prosecutor responded, by your standards, your best is nothing. Barbara Bradley Haggerty, NPR News.
Dozens of churches in Maine are planning to raise money to fight same-sex marriage. It's on the state's November ballot. Next month, up to 200 churches will be passing the collection plate on Father's Day to raise funds for the lead group opposing that ballot measure. A Liberian-flagged container ship captain and his navigation officer will be spending 7 months behind bars in New Zealand. That's the punishment for causing one of the country's worst environmental disasters. Their ship slammed into a reef last fall, spilling 300 tons of toxic fuel into the ocean. Beaches were polluted and thousands of birds died. I'm Dave Mattingly, NPR News, in Washington.
Support for NPR comes from the Wallace Foundation, a source of ideas for improving education and enrichment for children both in and out of school at wallacefoundation.org.
It's 6 minutes after the hour of 10 a.m. You are tuned into the Blues Box here on KRVS. We have blues for you till 1 this afternoon. Coming up at 1 o'clock will be American Roots with host Nick Spitzer, followed at 3 o'clock by the program Freetown Radio. We start off this hour of the Blues Box with music from the late Coco Taylor, a track from what turned out to be her last disc, Old School. This one came out in 2007. From that disc, here's Coco Taylor with Bad Avenue.
Thank you. and the women.
Disc What You Want that came out in 2002. That was Mickey Champion with My Little Boy Blue. She had a special guest Cab Mo with her on guitar on that particular track. Mickey, originally from Lake Charles, and many decades ago, she moved out to Los Angeles and performed with all sorts of people over the years. Count Basie, Duke Ellington, you name it. Johnny Otis, she worked quite a bit with Johnny Otis. Many feel that she sort of described her earlier singing decades ago was a lot like Little Esther Phillips. She was preceded by Coco Taylor. We heard Coco Taylor from the disc Old School. Again, that was Coco's last disc. It came out in 2007. Coco did a number called Bad Avenue. Next year on KRVS, we're going to turn to one of the great R&B singers and great singers of sort of jazz-inflected blues. We're talking about Dinah Washington, who had over 40 records on the R&B charts, including four number ones. Back in 43, she was singing with a Lionel Hampton band and recorded Evil Gal Blues. That became a standard for blues divas. We're going to listen to her, though, recorded in 1946. Here is Dinah Washington with Postman Blues.
Baby, when you receive this letter,
my friends told me that you were just a clown. Still, I let your sweet words to let my love come tumbling down. Yes, I've got them. Got those letters like you. Forget the dirt you did me. You can have me any time you choose. They say you're just a sweet man, just like a plum or prune. All you need to do is whistle, and I'll be loving you till next June. Yes, I've got them. Got them letter writing blues. Forget the dirt you did me. You can have me anytime you choose. I wrote you 6 or 8 times, or maybe 3 or 4. The postman returned him to me and said you're just a constant bore. I've got them. Got them letter writing blues. Forget the dirt you did me. You can have me anytime you choose.
Blues Box is made possible in part by a gift from La Fonda of Lafayette since 1957.
Well, my suitcase is packed, trunk is done gone. You know by that I ain't gonna be here long, but I'm scared to go down that big road by myself. Lord, I'm scared to go down that big road by myself. But your ways I just can't stand. I love you, baby, but your ways I just can't stand. So you get you another woman, I'll get me another man. But it almost breaks my heart. the whistle's blowing, I guess I'll be on my way.
Recorded in Europe back in 1966. That was Sippy Wallace from a disc called Women Be Wise. Sippy Wallace was one of the great women blues singers of the 1920s, and she ended up, a lot of people from that generation singing her type of vaudevillian blues. She ended up retiring, but was talked out of retirement back in the 1960s by her old friend Victoria Spivey, who was also a former Houstonite. Both Sippy Wallace and Victoria were native Texans. Anyway, she ended up going back on stage and performing, and had a nice little career for the latter part of her life. Before we heard Sippy Wallace here on the Blues Box on KRVS, we heard Dinah Washington. We heard Dinah from 1946 doing a number called Postman Blues. We're going to turn next to a woman that was influenced and befriended Sippy Wallace, a woman of a later generation. We're talking about Bonnie Raitt. From 1971 and her self-titled disc, we're going to listen to Bonnie Raitt do a tune at Sippy Wallace first recorded back in 1929.
I come to you, sweet man, and I'm falling on my knees. I come to you, pretty Papa, falling on my knees. Ask if you don't have nobody, won't you kindly take me, please? Cause I'm a mighty tight woman, I'm a real thank you.
can. Won't get me smarting, we'll get special rides and some. Won't get me smarting with my special rides.
Shell from a brand new disc called Talking Guitar. It apparently accompanies a, I believe it's a, I'm not sure if it's a DVD or what, but at any rate, this recording is out on its own, 13 tracks, Talking Guitar, Paul Rochelle on guitar and vocals, all sort of pre-war blues. He does some great, great classic stuff on here, music by Lead Belly, also Willie Brown. Let me see who else. We've got Blind Blake, also Blind Lemon Jefferson, Blind Boy Fuller, and a couple of originals. Paul Rochelle, an expert in pre-war blues, doing a rendition of a Skip James tune here, Special Rider Blues. Before we heard Paul Rochelle, we heard Bonnie Raitt. We heard Bonnie from 1971 and from her self-titled Warner Brothers release, and she did the old Sippy Wallace tune, Mighty Tight Woman. Next here on KRVS, we're going to turn to Skip James. He first recorded for Paramount Records back in 1931, went up to Grafton, Wisconsin, laid down 26 sides for Paramount in 2 days, went back home and didn't record again until 1964, when he was rediscovered. He was actually found in a sanitarium in Tunica, Mississippi, by John Fahey, Bill Barth, and also Henry Vestein. And within a month, he was on stage at the Newport Folk Festival. Very, very influential artist. His recordings didn't sell well. Of course, back in 31, the Depression was strongly in effect, and that definitely put a pinch on a lot of recordings. In fact, Paramount Records went belly up in 1932. Skip James was not that happy with the results results of his recordings, his music, and he ended up getting out of it, turned to his father's church, sang there somewhat, but didn't record blues again until his rediscovery. But many, many artists copied his style. He had a very, very unique style. He played piano and guitar, often used minor tunings. You can almost recognize his influence on any guitarist, blues guitarist, when they do sort of downscale minor runs, kicking off pieces. He was influenced on Robert Johnson and others. Here is Skip James from 1931 doing a number called Cypress Grove.
I'd rather be buried in some cypress grove. I would rather be buried in some cypress grove. To have some woman, Lord, that I can't control. Well, I'm going away now, I'm going away to stay. Well, I'm going away now, I'm going away to stay. I'll be all right for the mama, cause I need my help someday. The sun gone down and you know what you promised me. And the sun gone down, you know what you promised me. And what's the matter, baby, I can't see. I would rather be dead at 6 feet in my grave. I would rather be dead at 6 feet in my grave. To be where piano treated just away. And the old people told me, baby, but I never did know. And the old people told me, baby, but I never did know. The good look declare you got to be just what you throw. And your knee bones aching in your body cold. And your knee bones aching in your body cold. You just getting ready, honey, for the cypress grove.
The Blues Box is underwritten by Orion Case LLC, designing and manufacturing reusable shipping containers for delicate equipment. Located in Lafayette, the telephone number for Orion Case is 291-1847. The website is www.orioncase.com.
Blues falling down like hail, blues falling down like hail. And the days keep on wearing me, but hellhound on my trail, hellhound on my trail, hellhound on my trail. It's the day when Christmas Eve, to the theme of Christmas Eve, and tomorrow was Christmas Eve. If today was Christmas Day, and tomorrow was Christmas Day, oh, wouldn't we have a time, baby? I would need my little sweet ride just to pass the time away, to pass the time away. You sprang on hot foot bottom, around my door, all around my door. Spank a hot foot paddle around your daddy's door. It keeps me with a rambling mind right on every old place I go, every old place I go. I can tell the wind is rising, the leaves trembling on the tree. Trembling on the tree. I can tell the wind is rising, leaves trembling on the tree. All I need, my little sweet woman, and to keep my company. My company.
From June of 1937, that was Robert Johnson with his Hellhound on My Trail, a tune that is based at least in part on the Skip James tune, Devil Got My Woman, and we heard Skip James. Before hearing Robert Johnson, we heard James with Cypress Grove, one of the 26 tunes he recorded back in 1931. Again, very, very influential blues man, one of the most unique blues recording artists of that that particular era. We have blues for you till 1 this afternoon here on Public Radio for Acadiana, KRVS. We just heard Robert Johnson in Bob's own lifetime. There were two other Johnsons that were much more famous than he was. One of them was Tommy Johnson, who recorded in the late 1920s, was also from Mississippi. The other was Lonnie Johnson, originally from New Orleans, an incredible jazz and blues guitarist in the 1920s. We're going to listen to him playing behind Texas Alexander in 1920. Again, Lonnie Johnson on guitar, Texas Alexander on vocals with number. Well, let me see. Let me make sure about this one. No, I may be wrong about that. No, Lonnie Johnson's on vocals too. This is from 1930, a number called No More Troubles Now.
Stayed out last night until 3:30. Found a sweet woman brought that new sense to me. You know I'm happy now. Happy as I can be. Boy, I believe to my soul she done put that thing on me. Give me my good whiskey, women, wine, and song. I'm going to have my fun until I'm dead and gone, 'cause I'm happy now. And I can't go wrong, 'cause I got plenty money. I'm going to carry these good wigs on. I used to be like a dog, I was tied to a tree. Now I got plenty money and all the women I need. You know I'm happy now. Happy as I can be. If I die tomorrow, the world don't owe a thing to me. I used to cry over my woman, I was dumb as I could be. Now I got three women, brought those new thrills to me. I'm happy now. I'm happy now. It's nothing like good women, whiskey, wine, and songs. I got me 2-3 women, sweet as can be. I put that thing on them and got a written guarantee that I can't go wrong. I mean, I can't go wrong. It's nothing like plenty money, good women, whiskey, wine, and songs. I got plenty money, woman, for every day in the week. All I do is walk around, eat and sleep. You know I'm happy now. You know I can't go wrong, 'cause I got plenty money, good women, whiskey, wine, and songs.
Even went to San Antonio, but when I got to Mississippi, my best friend was dead and gone. Yes, Bilbo is gone. Well, he had to put it down. Well, I feel like a lonesome stranger. Yes, a stranger in my own hometown. A devil. I had times that was really wild. Since Mr. Bilbo is dead, it makes me feel like a fatherless child. Yes, Bilbo is gone. Yes, he had to put it down. I feel like a lonesome stranger in my own hometown. Get along, but you can hurry back to Mississippi, 'cause Bilbo is dead and gone. Yes, he's gone. Well, he had to put it down. I feel like a lonesome stranger in my own hometown.
Andrew Tibbs recorded in 1947 a number called Bilbo is Dead. He was referring to Theodore G. Bilbo, senator from Mississippi. Bilbo had also been the governor of Mississippi at one point in time. He was not a well-liked figure among African Americans, particularly because of his he was a strict segregationist and a member of the Klan. And also, according to his history, the histories we find of him, not exactly one of the most honest politicians in the Senate or in any governorship. Before we heard Andrew Tibbs, we heard Lonnie Johnson from a disc called Steppin' on the Blues. Lonnie Johnson from 1930 doing a number called No More Troubles Now. That last tune, Bilbo Is Dead, almost sunk the fledgling Aristocrat Records, which was about to turn into Chess Records. Of course, Chess Records throughout the 50s and 60s recorded some of the best of Chicago blues and a lot of other other good music over the years. But that tune, Bilbo Is Dead, was taken lightly by a lot of radio stations. They considered it too inflammatory to play, plus the fact that the flip side of the tune, flip side of that record, had a tune that took a poke at the Teamsters. And of course the Teamsters Union, would have been the people to deliver the records to various distributors, so that particular recording just about did in the Chess Brothers. And they released in 1948, they released a track that they had had in the can, so to speak, for a little while. It's believed they released it because they needed the money desperately after their losses with the Andrew Tibb Bilbo Is Dead tune. They had to sell what they could. So they released this recording of Muddy Waters. He had recorded before but never had much success. And this time, though, was the ringer for Muddy, at least locally in Chicago. Here's Muddy Waters from 1948 with I Can't Be Satisfied.
Well, I'm gone away to live. Won't be back no more. Going back down south, child, don't you wanna go? Well, when I'm trouble, I be all good mine. Well, babe, I just can't be satisfied, and I just can't keep from coming. Well, I feel like snapping pistol in your face. I'm gonna let some graveyard Lord be her resting place. Woman, I'm trouble, I be all wood mine. Well, baby, I can't never be satisfied, and I just can't keep from mine. Baby. Bell ring, looking for my baby. I didn't see not a doggone thing. Well, when I was trouble, I was all wood mine. Well, honey, I could never be satisfied, and I just couldn't keep up. Well, I know my little baby, she gonna jump and shout. That old train be late, man, Lord, and I come walking out. I be trouble, I be all ruined mine. Well, honey, ain't no way to work for me to be satisfied, and I just can't keep from crying. I'm gonna walk in the moonlight, walk until the night gets dark. I'm going hard walking down on the avenue. I'm
walking down Bone Avenue. I'm gonna walk her so long till she don't know what to do. Walking down on the street. I'm gonna walk her right side of me, cause I know she can't be beat.
From 1958, that was Muddy Waters with his full band. Muddy, along with Pat Hare and Luther Tucker on guitars, James Cotton on blues harp, Otis Spann on piano, and Andrew Stevenson on bass, Francis Clay on drums. And before hearing Muddy from 56, we heard, 58, we heard him from 1948, his first successful recording, I Can't Be Satisfied, done back then for Chess Records, or the, well, fledgling Chess Records. They were Aristocrat right about that time also. Interesting story about the tune, though, that particular recording. At the time, Muddy was driving a truck for, I think it was a Venetian blind company or something of that nature. So he and Big Crawford went into the Chess studios, recorded the number. When Chess released it, back then in Chicago, the record companies would go to barber shops, record stores all over the place and sell copies of the records. They would be played in the establishments and people would hear it, often walking down the street. So, you know, you hear the record, you like it, you go buy it. Singles generally sold for around 79 cents each back then. This one just went really hot in Chicago, and by the end of the day, Muddy had to pay, well, actually, he couldn't find one that day. He had to pay $1.10 the next morning from a shopkeeper, and was furious because the guy would only sell him one copy, so it was almost too good for Muddy himself when it came to purchasing a copy. We're going to turn next year on KRVS to an earlier recording artist. We're going to listen to another gentleman originally from Mississippi, Big Joe Williams. From 1937, Big Joe Williams on guitar and vocals, Sonny Boy Williamson on blues harp with Rootin' Groundhog.
I'm the rootin' groundhog, and I root for night and day. Yes, I'm a rootin' groundhog, baby. Well, I root for night and day. I want some good-looking mama to come here now. Please, drive these blues away. I went home that night, babe, just about to break a day. I be grabbed the pillow, my baby used to lay. I'm a rootin' groundhog. You want to eat me some sweet day. I look for poor Joe down Lord. You will have be so far away. I'm a rooting groundhog, and I root everywhere I go. Later on it, boy, too bad. I'm a rooting groundhog, babe. Root everywhere I go. I'm trying to keep my woman taking my loving. Hand it out, hand it to Mr. So-and-so. Let me tell you now, woman, just before I go, give me back my money, I'll catch the train and go. I'm a rooting groundhog, and I'll root everywhere I go. Well, my baby had another to tell me that she didn't want me no more. I'm leaving Chicago, ain't gonna leave my baby no more. Late on that boy. I'm leaving Chicago. Ain't gonna leave my baby no more. I'm at good rooting ground home. I got a home anywhere I go. I woke up this morning. I looked down the line. Couldn't hear nothing but mine. Strength crying. I'm a rooting ground hole. Root both nights and days. I want some good looking mama to come in.
Support for KRVS comes from the family of John and Hillary Slaughter, promoting the cultural experience offered by the town of Grand Coteau, Louisiana, with local businesses such as Casa Azul, Criolla Cafe, Earth and Herbs, Brent's Catering, and P&D Cakes. The family of John and Hillary Slaughter, encouraging others to explore Grand Coteau.
People lie at a woman. She was just nice and kind to me most of the way. Lord, I had a woman. She was just nice and kind to me most of the way. But she died and she left me. That's why I sang the blues on every decoration day. I hate it so bad. To see my Lord take my baby away from me. I hate it so bad to see my Lord take my baby away from me. I couldn't do a thing that morning, but Lord would hang my head crying. Me and my doctor around her bedside that morning when my Lord taking my baby away. Me and my doctor when my Lord taking my baby away from me. The last words my baby had to say, bring some flowers on the evening decoration day. Yes, yes. people have a good time on every decoration day. Lord, what they do. People have a good time on every decoration day. But every decoration day I go out and decorate my baby's grave. With an armful of flowers I say, I love you, baby. I love you, baby. Baby, I know you're dead and gone, I still love you, baby. Baby, I'm gonna leave you now, baby. But I see you, see you on next decoration day, baby, with an armful of flowers to decorate your grave, baby. I still love you, although I know you're dead and gone. But I still love you, baby.
From 1965, that was John Lee Hooker, Decoration Day, a number written by and first recorded by Sonny Boy Williamson II. Decoration Day, of course, was what is now Memorial Day. Back in the late 1860s, it became a holiday, basically, that tradition stemmed from, and the day, I believe, actually also from a day meant to commemorate the fallen Union soldiers of Civil War. But and there were traditions also in the South of widows going to decorate the graves of fallen Confederate soldiers, and the 2 days ended up merging Decoration Day. John Lee Hooker bringing us into the third hour of 4 hours of blues for you here on a Friday on KRVS. Coming up at 1 o'clock will be American Roots with host Nick Spitzer. Right now, music from Buddy Guy. We're going to turn back to Buddy's first recording for Chess Records. That was done back in 1960. Prior to that, he had recorded for Cobra Records in Chicago. He was now living in Chicago. He had left Baton Rouge about 3 years before. He's doing a number written by another Louisianian and at this time Chicago blues artist, Little Brother Montgomery. Montgomery was originally from Kentwood, Louisiana, fine pianist, and is backing up Buddy Guy on this particular track. Buddy Guy with his rendition of First Time I Met the Blues.
Walking down through the woods. Yeah, the first time I met you, blue, you know I was walking down through the woods. Yeah, the blues got after me. If you know the right me from tree to tree. Yeah, should have had me begging you.
wonder what you're doing here so soon.